Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Thank you for tuning in today. Well, everyone, I am really excited to be doing this episode because I haven't had a guest on my show in the past. I've always done a solo podcast, but it is something that I want to be doing more and more of. Now, today's first guest is my ex-partner. And I am absolutely thrilled that he's agreed to do this podcast, but super shocked that this is even happening. Because there was a time when I thought I would never even speak to this person again, let alone us reconnect as friends and have some real deep and meaningfuls about our relationship. And we have gone through so much in the long year. We were together almost 10 years, and so much happened in that time. But so much growth has also occurred on both sides, which is why we can do this podcast today. But I'm hoping this podcast will highlight some aspects of from the male perspective. And even though a lot of males won't relate to Rob's story, I feel like some will. But also as a female, if you've been in a situation and you may have gone through cheating, infidelity, then this can draw some attention to what really goes on. And the fact that Rob is willing to open up and share his story, I am absolutely thrilled that he is brave enough, because I do think it takes a lot, right, to be able to share this stuff. So I will just like to say, we're going to talk about the cheating and what made him do that. But I want to just say that this happened a long time ago. And we had a lot of other issues in the relationship that came from that cheating over the years as well. But to highlight the fact, before we get into it and I introduce you, at the time, we were very connected, but I was needing more from him emotionally. And this is what I feel, well, I know that now, what led him to turn outside the relationship. So let's just get into it and ask some of those questions, and I'll let Rob answer the rest. So let me introduce you to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hi, everybody.
How are you feeling today about doing this interview? But we'll keep it kind of relaxed. How are you feeling about sharing your...
A bit nervous.
Mm. It is pretty nerve-wracking when you're like talking about things like cheating, because it is something that, of course, you're not like these days. It is something that you did. But let me let you do the talking, hey? So let's go straight to it, because we could talk all around this, but I know like people just want to know, like, what made you cheat? What made you go online and find someone else to talk to when you had me? And we can joke about this now, guys, just so you know, like we've had the deep and meaningfuls over the years, and thankfully we are in a place where we can be chill about it. But what made you do it?
Oh, it's $1 million question, that one. Back then, I would say, I don't know. I still don't know. But when I say I don't know, I sort of have a record of reasons now why it happened. Back then, certain things in life were quite difficult to deal with. It tended to arise from my own insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
I did find the most beautiful, gorgeous woman in the world. And when things were quite challenging at the time, I can't recall exactly what transpired or how it transpired. It was just a fact of communicating with other people when I shouldn't have been, and trying to distract.
I think you mentioned as well that one of the things that you struggled with was communicating your feelings to me. And then it was easier just to turn outside.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, just come out of a relationship, out of a marriage, and, you know.
Well, this is a year and a half earlier.
Yeah, but hadn't dealt with the stuff that I needed to deal with, looking back on it.
So just to summarize that, guys, Rob had broken up with someone about a year before I met him. And then this was now 9 months into the relationship. So you're talking about, what, 19 months prior, or almost 2 years. You haven't really dealt with the end of that. Well, yeah. You had, in the sense of
Yeah, and then
the person, but not feelings, I suppose, of.
No, and finding it hard to communicate, my own feelings.
So when you decided to go online, what was your intention from all that? What was the purpose of it? You had me. You knew I loved you. I needed more emotionally. But then you thought, oh, let's just go outside.
Well, I can't speak for everybody else, but in this situation, I would say I... pause it.
So, starting over, we just had a bit of a pause there, guys. So what made you go online?
No, one specific thing. Back during that time, there was a lot going on. More than likely, my inability to actually communicate with you. And when things were challenging, instead of being able to sit down and discuss them from my perspective, you were always very... It was very easy for you to talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, it was quite challenging.
Yep.
And at the time, I really wasn't looking for another woman. I just wasn't. It just... because I already had a gorgeous woman. And it was more a distraction.
Yeah. I think you said before as well, distraction from you struggled being vulnerable with your feelings.
Yeah. You know, not feeling adequate, confident enough, to deal with those situations that had arisen, and confident enough to actually talk about them.
Yep.
And I suppose, like you say, being vulnerable.
And we...
trying to hold in the fact that, life wasn't as good as what it should have been.
Yeah. So I know we've spoken about this offline. We talked about one of the things that you struggled with and came to realize is you did realize you had a lot of inner child kind of traumas. You hadn't really learned to sort of express your feelings in the way that you felt safe. And so for you, as we mentioned, you found it easier just to go outside and...
Yeah, not growing up with that, what's the word I'm looking for? Not growing up with, emotional connectivity, I suppose. Yeah,
emotional safety.
Yeah, and not being able to deal with those things, and even during my marriage, not being able to deal with those things, they've just flowed through, and, I've learned a lot since then.
Yeah.
A massive amount. And, it's one of my biggest regrets in life.
And, we're going back to that cheating, just to sort of tell the listeners, you ended up jumping online, you spoke to this woman for a couple of weeks, and then you met her. And then after you met her, you saw her once or twice. And then I know this guy's, just so I give you the info. He met her once or twice because I found... the phone numbers, and then I called this woman, so I found out some information, of course, which it's obviously confronting, and she told me that after he left that she knew she wasn't going to see him again. So after you met her and you did the deed, whatever you did, we all know what you did, how did that make you feel? How does that make him? We want to know, how does that feel? Rob's just getting over COVID, hence the coughing. How does that feel when you do that? When you say you love me, you go and do this with this other woman. What did you feel like after you'd done that?
Pretty empty feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to this day, it's something I really find difficult that it actually happened. Should never have happened. And learnt so much since then.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know a lot of people, they continue these experiences. What made you decide after that contact that you didn't carry on with it. It wasn't like you cheated and you were having this on long-term affair. And I know this, guys, because I actually did contact the woman and it was all pretty messy and she was shocked that he even had a girlfriend. It was horrible, wasn't it? Yeah. It deeply affected our relationship on the most catastrophic ways. But what made you decide after that you didn't carry it on? I obviously found, but it broke it. The truth is, I found out 3 weeks afterwards, but you had already stopped seeing her at that point. It wasn't like I found out when he was still seeing this woman, by the way, guys. What made you just do the once say and then that was it? Like, you didn't carry on. What was it? You did that and then what happened? What were your thoughts after that?
Oh, well, it was just a catastrophic mistake. Something that, you know, should never have happened. And it, you know, you realise the mistakes that you make and wish that you could turn back the clock. But at the time, obviously, you can't. You still can't. Mm. And, you know, it, as we know now, was the worst thing that ever could have happened for our relationship.
Mm.
Years down the track. It was always, you know.
Well, the trust went, say, didn't it?
Once a cheater. Yeah.
Yeah, because what happened is after this occurred, guys, we kind of broke up, but not really. I was angry, upset, hurt, but we ended up sort of reconnecting a few weeks later, and I carried this trauma inside of me. Rob, to me, never seemed to be like he regretted it. I never felt like I got the sorry I needed. But why do you think that was, Rob? Because I never felt like you were really sorry at the time. It felt like you were, but you weren't.
Yeah, but, you know, I know it was, wasn't that way for me.
Mm-hmm.
It really was, yeah, something that I totally and utterly regret.
Because how did it affect our relationship afterwards?
Oh, well, as you know.
Yeah. It's
the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It never got forgotten.
Nope.
Yeah.
I never trusted him, guys.
Every time something happened, it was thrown back. And, you know, it was brought back up and you know, that's the hardest thing to deal with. You know, and not that it should have been hard, because it actually happened. And I could only see it from my point of view. You know, I didn't see it through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, traumatic it had been for you. And thinking only of myself, of how it affected me, instead of having compassion and understanding for how you were feeling.
Mm. I mean, you did go online again a few months later and you were on dating sites again. And this is something you did again, guys. He did, first of all, let me just frame up. It did all stop and end, but in this period of few months after this, it felt like our relationship was crumbling. And you had said to me, you started doing that again, thinking that you'd lost me anyway. So I'm not making excuses for him, but isn't that something that you said you thought you'd lost me anyway, even though we sort of got back together, and that's what made you go on date sites again?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, that had transpired, and, you know, in the back of my mind thinking, oh, well, this is over anyway. You know,
so every time you had an issue, you went back on line.
Yeah, it wasn't like a sexual thing. It was more just a communication thing, but,
you know, because he couldn't communicate with me, guys.
Yeah.
It was, again,
how ironic it is, isn't it?
The irony of it all. And look, I've got to be honest. If we're going to keep this quite light today, even though it might not seem it. But the reality is, to give more perspective on this, over the years, you have begun to heal your own wounded inner child. I've healed a lot of my own stuff. And I've got to say that my response to what he did was so traumatic. I hated him on every level, guys. Like, I totally hated this person. And I never thought I would ever, ever forgive him. And I have to admit that it's only been, I actually don't think I ever did forgive you until in recent times. 10 years.
No, you didn't.
I have always you know, and it was the demise of our relationship, because whilst we had a lot of other issues in our relationship that transpired, which we will talk about maybe in the future, like lots of, you know, crazy stuff that went down, that whole cheating, lying, trust, it broke everything. And every time I would always think you were cheating, no matter what. And even though, I've got to be honest, this is a guy that seems to be kind of obsessed. Yeah. Would you, a man that was kind of obsessed with me, right?
You could put it that way.
I never trusted you again. And as I've grown and healed my own inner child, he's done shitloads of work on himself. It's only now that we can actually talk about this in a really adult way. It's like the two adult versions of ourselves have come together, which is quite a miracle, don't you think?
Yeah, well, from my perspective, you know, I if I couldn't grow with you, who could I grow with?
Mm. That's, yeah, exactly, right?
I was doomed if I...
He was doomed.
Yeah, because I have learned so much.
Mm. And not just on the cheating side, but like I say, we won't go into it in this episode, but so many other things happen in our relationship. The lack of you being there emotionally for me, your inability to be emotionally there for yourself, essentially. Mm. And so what would you say to a guy out there that's thinking about
madly in love with somebody and then has these thoughts of distraction?
What would you say? Yeah. What's your message? Like, what if, you know, obviously we're keeping this super light.
Communicate.
Yeah.
Talk. Don't be afraid to talk. And if you are afraid to talk, then
help.
You've got to get help, because you really need to be able to communicate and not shut things down and not hold things in.
Yeah.
Because I'm the master at holding things in.
Yeah, 100%. And so I feel like you holding things in, suppressing your emotions, that's why you turn outside of the relationship.
Yeah, and guys, like if you've got somebody that you absolutely adore, and you have to communicate, or else you will lose that person.
Yeah. And what's it? It
doesn't mean that the person doesn't love you. Just means that, you know, you're going to drive a wedge between them, between you, sorry, and her. And communicating and sitting down and just saying, hey, look, I feel this way. I know it's tough, but it can be tough, but you just have to do it. If you love that person, you need to be able to communicate on all levels.
100%. I mean, you hear it all the time. Communication is key, but it really is, isn't it? Because I think this is why, after all these years, we get along, even though you've come back into my life and we're not dating at the moment, guys, but we get along. We get along better now than we ever did. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And that's because?
Because we're talking about things more openly.
We're communicating.
Not that you're not, but I am.
Yeah. You are able now to go, you know what, this is how I felt.
It is difficult, you know, to be able to, well, I found it difficult.
Mm. And I also think
it's the only way to move forward.
Yeah. And I also feel that you mentioned this off air, that you definitely took me for granted as well, like in lots of ways, and you always thought I would be there. Even though it's that sort of contradictory to what we said, you thought you'd lose me anyway, that's why you went back online. But at the same time, it was like, it's like a dichotomy where you feel like you're going to always have me there, but then you feel like you're going to lose me. You were just like all over the place. And that transpired into all this mess in our relationship. And the reality is you got to clear up your own shit, right?
Yeah.
You got to do the work.
And if you have baggage that you bring into your relationship, you need to be able to resolve it. You need to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, you can't project it onto the other person all the time.
No.
And my role in all of this, I feel I took him back when I shouldn't have. When I say I shouldn't have, I suppressed a lot of the feelings from the cheating. And what would happen is when things got rough, I would just hate him and start yelling at him when he would do other things, and it was just it was almost like my inner child playing out with your inner child, and we were just like two kids in adult bodies thrashing it out together, weren't we?
Yeah.
And it was, and we did have love for each other. We did have the things you're meant to have, but his inability to communicate, his lying, his deception just made me hate him. But then of course the flip side was my own inner child was wanting his validation and his love. And this is what made us stay together. And this is why people stay together in these messy, toxic relationships, because they've got two inner children playing out patterns together. And it's, I feel like us breaking up was the best thing we ever did, as horrible as it was, because we have both we're works in progress. I always feel, don't you feel?
Yeah, definitely.
That we can now communicate and share things that we never could. And we don't know what the future holds. We know that we are connecting at a time now where I've never felt more myself in your presence, because I've grown, you've grown. So, but I feel like, you know, that is the lesson, isn't it? It really is about, you got to do the work or you're not going to have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, you can have everything else, but if you don't have the communication, then it's not going to really make things easy.
Yeah.
Nothing's easy, but, you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to finalize this podcast, we can just, there's so many other things that came from that cheating though, because for me, it, and I would say this to you guys listening, if you have been cheated on or you feel like something's going on, you've really got to do the work with yourself, because I carried this hurt around for so long. And as much as I was healing, I was never really dealing with the trauma. And it wasn't until I began the inner trauma work, releasing, that I began to feel free. Because what Rob did, it obviously was awful, but I unknowingly had a lot of inner trauma from my childhood too. So, you know, my real father, you know, abandoned us and he was a drunk and all this jazz. And so Rob and mine's pattern just played out a similar pattern from childhood, and that's what can happen as well. So we will keep this short and sweet for this first episode. We may do more podcast episodes together, but is there anything that you would like to say from our first chat on here? Thanks a lot. What's the takeaway from the journey that you're on now? Because Rob is obviously a work in progress, as we all are. But look, this is a guy who wants to do the work. And I say to guys, go and do the work, guys. It's not just for the women. You know, we need to have healthy, loving relationships. And the more you love yourself, the better your relationships are with other people.
Yeah.
And what would you say?
Oh, if you really love the person that you're with and she means the world to you, you've just got to make sure that you communicate.
Yeah. And also really for yourself, right? I mean, because even if you and I never saw each other again, you were already doing that work.
Yeah. Well, you've got to be content in yourself.
Right.
And, you know, if you're carrying around skeletons and, you know, you want those skeletons to go, then you have to be able to communicate.
Yeah. So I think that's the big lesson, isn't it? Communication, vulnerability,
To hold on to the person that you love the most and you want to be with. If these things arise, you just got to talk about them.
Can't just push them down, guys. You can't just suppress. So I feel like that is definitely the lesson is. And also, like I say, for me, I was in my inner child a lot, and I feel like he was in his inner child as well. When you can have a healthy relationship, you both stand in your adult selves and you do the reparenting work with the younger versions of yourself. And as I say, I cannot believe that Rob and I can even have a conversation these days, because as I say, I was so traumatized from so much of that relationship that there was parts of me that just wanted to strangle him like afterwards. But of course I was in my inner child. And can people change? Well, I always say a lot of the times most people don't change because they aren't willing to look at themselves. But I truly believe we are all able to change if we want to. But you've got to want it. I tried to get Rob to change for years, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right? I tried, didn't I?
Yeah, and I fought.
You fought it. You didn't change, right?
Yeah.
You just... What did you do?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. It was like, that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it really wasn't until Rob really knew that he lost me. Yeah. What did that happen? What, when you knew I was gone from your life, what did that do?
You have a different perspective, different take.
What happened?
I just became pretty lonely. When I say lonely, more unfulfilled, you know, when you've been in somebody's life that you really care for, although it seems that it's not true, but it is true. You do yeah. care for somebody.
Deeply.
Yeah, when you know, you've been together for so long, it takes you to lose something to realize just how precious it really is.
And it made you, I think, go inwards and really go, you know what, I've got to really sort my shit out. I can't do this anymore. I've done so much. I do some work on myself and I stop, do some work. But I think you got to that point where you knew I was gone this time and you were like, that's it. I've got to sort my crap out or I'm never going to have the life I want.
Yeah, well, I never thought that I'd, really see you again.
That's right.
So
that's right. When we are shocked that we actually even saw each other again.
When it has turned out this way, there are second chances in life.
Yeah.
And, if you can't learn from your mistakes, then you're never going to be able to move forward.
Yeah. So we're going to leave it here because, like I say, we could go a lot deeper. We've just done this off the cuff. We did do a couple of other episodes, but we were going to upload those episodes, but we both had COVID and we had the croakiest voices. So we've kept this version, a short version, but just to give you a taster, give us your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking and feeling. But I'd like to thank you, Rob, for being on the show. Thank you.
Okay.
And I will love you and leave you guys. I will talk to you soon. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Until then, take care of your hearts.